company's Office of Jamaica, the COJ, is reporting that its recent amnesty was a success, with thousands of businesses taking advantage of the opportunity to get compliant. During the amnesty, companies benefited from waivers or significant reduction in fees for the filing of annual returns, removal of companies from the register, and to close business names that were no longer in operation. It was originally slated to run from May 4 to June 30, but was later extended to July 31. Chief Executive Officer at the COJ, Judith Ram Logan, says the number of annual returns filed during the period exceeded the expectations of the office.
We received 15,412 annual returns for companies limited by shares, and we had budgeted to receive 8,650. And for companies limited by guarantee, so those are like charities and schools and not-for-profit organizations, we had projected that we would receive 800 annual returns. We received 2,314. So in all, we received 17,726 annual returns.
In terms of applications to remove entities from the company's register, Mrs. Ram Logan says 2,205 requests were received against an estimated 1,552, while there were 1,382 requests for closures, up from a projected 850. She says the figures are expected to increase as documents are still being processed. Mrs. Ram Logan points out that the amnesty was introduced as a way to increase compliance among businesses. As at December 2014, there were 86,994 companies on the register, with 51,755, or 59.5% of that number, being delinquent.
There were a lot of companies that were delinquent as it related to filing of annual returns. And our customers told us that one of the reasons why they were delinquent is the high cost to file annual returns, especially since 2010.
In 2010, the COJ had introduced a penalty of $100 for each day that the annual return was outstanding, up to a maximum of $10,000 for the year. Mrs. Ram Logan says customers found that to be prohibitive, and so...
So we decided to give the customers a break and waive the penalty in its entirety and then reduce the fee to file the annual return.
During the amnesty period, companies limited by shares were able to file each outstanding annual return at a cost of $3,000, down from $5,000, or 60% of the regular cost. There was a 50% reduction in cost for the filing of returns for companies limited by guarantee at $1,000 each. Mrs. Ram Logan is encouraging business owners to remain up to date with their annual filings in order to avoid becoming delinquent.
Stay on top of your filings. So every year, you know, you have to file your annual return and you know the date. Just make sure that you file within those timelines so that you don't get delinquent, because it's much harder to file 4 or 5 annual returns than to file one. So just make the sacrifice and file your annual returns.
She further warns that legal action can be taken against business owners who do not meet their obligations.
Remember, if you are delinquent, COJ can also sue you to file the documents. And if you don't file documents, you really are in contempt of court and you can be committed to jail.
Chief Executive Officer at the COJ, Judith Ram Logan. The company's Office of Jamaica registers local and overseas entities as well as individuals conducting business in Jamaica. It actively encourages voluntary compliance of companies and businesses with the Companies Act of 2004, the Companies Amendment Act 2013, the Registration of Business Names Act of 1934, and strives to maintain up-to-date records of all companies and businesses registered.
Government pensioners, in order to serve you better, the Accountant General's Department has started sending text message alerts and reminders. Get notified when a payment is sent to your account or when your life certificate is due. Keep up to date with developments at the AGD. Get on board to get your text alerts. Just provide your telephone number and an email address. Visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.